In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641. Or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A very cool show in store for you today, friends. Todd Starnes, formerly of Fox News Channel, is slated for to be with us later in the hour. Thaddeus McCotter, former congressman from the Midwest, will join us as well. And Kristen B. Tate on her weekly appearance. But bookending the show, to begin and end, some thoughts about the Olympics. Don't go away.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm going to pound the drum one more day on this. I am really embarrassed when people on my side of the philosophical divide do things of disrepute. I'm really embarrassed by it. And I'm one of the few that calls them out and says, this is not okay with me. And over the last 24 to 36 to 48 hours, I've been humiliated to see the things that Charlie Kirk, who is a fellow colleague here at Salem Communications, Seth Dillon, who runs the Babylon Bee, a website that I absolutely adore and believe is just one of the funniest things out there, and Matt Walsh, somebody who I've always held in pretty high regard, I've been shocked, embarrassed, putrefied at how these men have gone about conducting themselves on the issue of one Simone Biles. I don't believe that whatever you think of her decision, that it merits this kind of reaction. Take a listen.
So Simone Biles, I don't know her politics. I don't. I just know that she's, you know, shown on television a lot. I don't know if she was ever sexually assaulted or abused. So
She was. Good.
So Simone Biles, I don't know her politics. I don't. I just know that she's, you know, shown on television a lot. I don't know if she was ever sexually assaulted or abused. So I don't know what she's been through.
But then he goes on to say, after that little roundabout, he calls her a sociopath. He says, I don't know anything about her background. I don't know where she's been. I don't know what she's been up to. But I know that she's a sociopath because she quit her team in Tokyo. We're talking about the all-time most medaled Olympic champion in the sport of women's gymnastics that's ever lived. 19 world championships to her title. Tons of gold medals. And as this controversy of her supposedly quitting the team came to light a couple of days ago, there were guys on my side of the philosophical, political, even spiritual divide, because all three of these men call themselves believers. They all did this. They all mocked this little 5 foot nothing woman, big powerful muscles, but tiny little body. They mocked her. They attacked her. They called her cowardly. They said she expressed cowardice because she withdrew herself from the team competition when she could have nearly died. Kev, you're exaggerating. Nope. When she's going full speed down the runway towards the vault, she reaches a very, very high speed, somewhere between 20 and 30 miles an hour at top speed. Then you're launched from the catapult. You hit the vault and you fly, and it's 15, 20 feet in the air at the peak. And you come down and you hope that your feet are where they're supposed to be, and you stick that landing. That's what you hope to do. This is a girl that actually is so good at what she does that she actually does routines that are harder than anybody else has ever attempted in women's gymnastics. In fact, 99% of men in men's gymnastics do not attempt the types of routines that she does on the vault and other things because of their degree of difficulty. And for some reason, the Olympics, a couple of cycles back, said, you know what, we're going to start counting Simone Biles' degree of difficulty less. And there shouldn't be any room for that. Because if you have a routine and it's got X number of elements in it, then it should automatically add up to a degree of difficulty that is what it is. The problem is, on a scale of, say, 1 to 15, usually the degree of difficulty is somewhere in the 5s or 6s. And if she was really getting what she deserved by the way of the degree of difficulty of her attempt, it would be in the 7 and 8s. And if she does it perfectly, which she has done many, many times in the course of her career, she would be getting 16s and 17s in her scores, where most of the Olympic gymnasts at their very, very best are getting 13s and 14s. The Olympic committee decided that they were just going to count her less. Kind of like if Tom Brady was a quarterback next year and for every touchdown he threw, they only got 4 points instead of 6 for his team. Or if Michael Jordan or LeBron James were playing basketball and the NBA decided to say, you know what, we're only going to give you a point for every dunk and shot that you make as opposed to 2 points. That's essentially what the Olympic committee did to Simone Biles, because Biles is that good and has been that excellent in everything that she's done. There are now 4 distinct elements within gymnastics that are named after her. And for whatever reason, and she's not a young person anymore in this sport, when she took that takeoff for that vault the other night, she could have, and now gymnasts across the world are weighing in on this. I've got this linked in a column at townhall.com. You can go see for yourself. But many, many, many dozens, if not hundreds of elite gymnasts across the world have weighed in on this. They were shocked that she didn't blow a knee or snap her spine on the vault as she executed it the other night. That's how dangerous it was. That it was just pure skill of hers to land that, because it did not go the direction that it was supposed to go. So again, how do we respond? Well, normal people would respond with compassion. But we've had these 3 white guys that happen to be conservative and happen to be Christian, Charlie Kirk, Seth Dillon, Matt Walsh, they've called her things like sociopath and coward and lacking courage and everything else. In fact, when called out on it, Charlie Kirk decided to not only call her a sociopath, he then took the soundbite of that part of his radio show and he posted it all over social media and he said, I agree with every bit of this. And when he was called out on that, they reposted it again with a big fat headline that said, Charlie Kirk takes down selfish Simone Biles after disgraceful Olympic decision. Friends, this is a girl who has represented her country in as many international events as someone in her station of life at that level of competition could. She's maxed them out. She's worn the USA logo and flag proudly. She's never once taken a knee. She's never once embarrassed our country. She's never once said America should be ashamed of itself, like that Gwen girl did that was running track and then didn't even medal. She's never done any of those things. In fact, on her way to Tokyo this year, I just found this out within the last 24 hours, she set two new historical precedents. She did a flip off the vault that has never been successfully landed by a woman, had only been successfully landed by a male, and not under direct competition. And she stuck it in her preparation in going to Tokyo in a run-up competition. She was also sexually abused by that guy, Dr. Nasser, that was with the Olympic team for all those years and abused many, many Olympians. She overcame that. See, I think because she's overcome every obstacle in front of her on her way to those 19 world titles, because she overcame being a victim of sexual abuse, because the entire sport she competes in has rigged itself against her, because she salutes the flag, because she's done all of these things with grace, I think she's due some. And I'd like to see Charlie Kirk and Seth Dillon and Matt Walsh extend it to her. I think they owe her that. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
We're very happy with the product. We're using it every day. My husband really loves it. He was a runner from when he was in high school. And past couple of years, he hasn't been running. So he's back to running. He's very happy, and he feels energized. I like the product, too. I think it's excellent. I can't see how taking fresh fruits and vegetables is going to harm you. Some of these drugs that they prescribe have all kinds of side effects. Well, I found no side effects with this, so I consider it like a little insurance policy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KEVIN.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. The Wall Street Journal yesterday had a very interesting op-ed that the editorial board authored as Kristen B. Tate rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough. And Kristen, the title of it is The Cost of School Shutdowns, a new McKinsey study documenting the severe student learning loss that took place in schools during the lockdown. Here's the top headline. Shutting down schools was among the most destructive policies of the pandemic. The consulting firm of McKinsey and Company examined spring 2021 test results for 1.6 million students in grades 1 through 6. They compared them to performance of similar students pre-pandemic. They discovered that the pandemic-era kids were on average about 4 months behind in reading, about 5 months behind in math, and they called the outlook very bleak. The study doesn't say, but teachers' unions were the main architects of this calamity. By first refusing to return to the classroom, says the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and insisting on watered-down schedules. The data company Burbio found that by the end of the spring semester, most students could attend school at least part-time, but due to union demands, the return sometimes amounted to a few days or hours in person of learning per week and not nearly what they needed. Kristen, as you know, the CDC has changed its guidance in the last 36 hours, and everyone's talking about, maybe moving towards the masked existence again. I think a lot of parents have anxiety about any future possibility of shutdowns or such means or measures being taken.
Everyone who can should get their kids out of these government schools. It's an absolute disgrace, Kevin, especially when you consider that before these lockdowns, our public schools were already failing many students. Only one third of eighth graders were proficient in math in this country before the lockdowns, and some urban areas are even worse. I mean, in Detroit, only 5% of their eighth graders were proficient in math. So they were already doing poorly. And then you moved all these kids to this failing online learning through Zoom. And of course, it's a recipe for disaster. Our students are being failed, and it's because of these teachers' unions. And we now know exactly why this happened. It was never because of health. It was because the teachers don't want to go back to work. I mean, at this point, anyone can get the vaccine. There's absolutely no reason that anyone should be forced to have their kids stay with this despicable and failing learning online. And it's also just as bad, Kevin, to make kids go back to school and fall with masks on their face for a whole year of these young kids. I mean, again, the teachers, if they're so worried about COVID, they can go get a vaccine. It's just really awful, and this is why people are fleeing the public schools at record rates. And once again, as with many of these left-wing policies, it's going to be the most vulnerable and the poorest families who are hurt most by this. You know, the people who can't afford private schools or who have working parents in the house who can't homeschool. And those are the kids going to be left in these failed classrooms in the public schools.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be interesting because Randy Weingarten, the head of the largest teachers union, just said yesterday she can't guarantee that her union's going to approve opening schools on time in the fall. And, you know, talk about tyranny. You know, these are people that are paid by our state tax dollars and should be required to show up on the job. Just really remarkable in terms of how bold they are being about some of these things. Let me ask you, let me shift gears a little bit, because I know that you love to talk dollars and cents, and I've got to get your take on the $1 trillion infrastructure deal that a bunch of Republicans seem to have signed off on, though they're not necessarily sure what's in it. It seems kind of Pelosian to me, not very Republican. What's your take on it?
Once again, this is just showing us how much of failure our Republicans in Washington, D.C. are. I don't think there's anyone left in Washington, D.C., maybe with a few exceptions, who really care about the fiscal responsibility that they should care about, that their voters put them in office to care about. The left has moved the goalpost so far now that Republicans are calling it, you know, some sort of compromise. It's a shame. It's going to bankrupt our country for generations to come. And this is why I think so many people are pulling out of the U.S. dollar and putting their money into cryptocurrencies or even, you know, precious metals. We're going to see more of that. And by the way, I also think real estate is going to continue to soar. People think we're in a bubble right now. Well, I actually think these prices are going to hold, and they might go up even more as people pull their money out of the market and out of the dollar and put it into real estate. So we'll see what happens. But this is all really, really terrifying, and we have no way to pay for this. We're just printing the money and borrowing it indefinitely.
Yeah. And the more we print, the less valuable it is. That's the way it works. Let me shift gears one more time. You've got a big piece coming up for The Hill this weekend, and it has to do with cancel culture, and it has to do with big tech. Talk to me about what you're finding.
Yeah, it's actually a lot bigger and more insidious than just cancel culture. So in countries like China, they have what's called a social credit system, which is where the government keeps track of your actions and your beliefs and then uses that data to control what you're allowed to do in society, what purchases you're allowed to make, what credit cards you're allowed to get, you know, how you're allowed to do banking, who you're allowed to associate with. And what we're seeing here in the United States, Kevin, is companies like PayPal and Facebook and even credit card and banking institutions now saying that they will refuse to do business with or give platforms to people who engage in quote unquote extremist behavior. Well, what is extremist? That's a very, you know, subjective word, right? Where the definition can change over time. And I think, you know, it's going to start with more fringy people getting blocked out of these platforms, but soon could come for even more mainstream conservatives. We could end up in a situation where anyone who does not hold the correct political views is essentially ousted from polite society, not allowed to do banking, not allowed to get loans, not allowed to have a presence on these online sites. It's really terrifying, and this is something that people should keep their eye on, because we could have a social credit system here not being pushed by the government, but actually big tech that's working hand in hand with the left wingers in the government.
Yeah. And that is true fascism. When you have private big business industry and government in lockstep conspiring against the public, that is true control of the social order. And that's not what we're in favor of. Anyway, read her piece coming up Sunday in The Hill. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Kristen, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Thaddeus McCotter, congressman from Michigan, with an update on some things related to that state. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
For me personally, I do a lot of physical labor because I have horses and I'm working in the fields. I'm trying to get weeds out and I ride and I feed and all this. I'm cleaning a lot. I do a lot of stuff and it seems like I have more energy. I kid you not. Tell Dr. Howard, thank you so much. He is a godsend because I know that he's going to help a lot of people. He's right on target with this. I am so thankful for him doing this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor, get your financial blueprint, get your strategy, and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. As we have continued to day by day deal with the pandemic and the aftermath, we continue to deal with corruption in some of the state capitals of the states that have really had rather significant problems with the pandemic and the lockdowns. And it's not just in New York, it's not just in New Jersey, but the state of Michigan, also one of those that has really struggled with bad leadership and the results of that, and some questionable leadership during even the election of last year. Here to discuss is former Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter. And Congressman, we always appreciate you making the time for us. And I noticed this week the Detroit Free Press mentioned that the Michigan Assembly, the House, is repealing emergency powers to your governor that she used to fight the pandemic. Now, I'm on the record as being very critical of these emergency powers that all these governors just, you know, swallowed up wholesale. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy has tried to hang on to his longer than I think in any other state. But give us your sense of what that means and how that might change the state of Michigan in terms of dealing with the next stages of whether it's the Delta variant or other things.
Well, in Michigan, unlike places like New York, we have a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor. So with the repeal of these types of powers preventing basically one person rule over an entire state, you then would have to facilitate compromise and understanding. And one of the biggest problems, Kevin, and you've seen this, and we're seeing this now with the vaccines and the CDC's backtracking, is when the credential class loses their credibility, all they have to offer is coercion. And that is not a situation that people of Michigan want to see, especially be in a governor of either party having unilateral decision-making authority.
Let me ask you, in light of, because staying on that one-person power trip, given the, you know, what is happening in Arizona as it pertains to the Maricopa County recount and the evidence of perhaps tens of thousands of illegal votes that were included in the count in Georgia, Michigan was one of those hot spots where a lot of people scratched their heads and said, hey, how did certain counties have more votes than people and that sort of thing. Give us a sense of where Michigan is at in terms of taking a look at their voting measures and whether or not reforms are on the way and what you anticipate going forward.
What we need to see is this, to make sure that the unilateral decision-making and the exceeding of their authority as was done by the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and others, and the use of private money to direct and help influence elections is kept out of the process. Now, the objectivity and the impartiality of elections, be they run by partisan elected officials or nonpartisan elected officials, but especially in the former case, you have to ensure that no outside interest and there is no undue influence, even the perception of it, attached to any election. And yeah. So what they did by putting the strings on this and putting certain areas would be mailed ballots without being requested, putting drop boxes in certain areas, things like that, should never be allowed. They should only be handled by public money with proper oversight by the duly elected officials that are responsible for them. And we did not see that in Michigan, and that is what we have to get back to.
This supposed infrastructure bill that supposedly compromises have been made, and it looks like it's possibly going to become law. What are your thoughts about the Republicans' behavior in participating in that?
I think a lot of them are still working on the old school theory that they're out there to actually pass things, whether or not they're beneficial to the public. I think the public is a much more skeptical eye looking at this, and they're saying, well, is it good? Is it actually going to do what it says? Or are they going to have detrimental consequences to the citizenry? And the fact is that right now, spending over $1 trillion or more again in an already inflationary economy is not investing in infrastructure, it's investing in inflation. Now, if the Democrats want to go ahead and do that, they should do it, and we'll have to make sure they are not allowed to do it again after 2022, so a midterm election. But the Republicans should not be facilitating this. And again, I think that they're working under the old paradigm whereby just simply spending money and coming home bringing the bacon will somehow mask any problems that legislation has, and that is not the case. And again, certainly when we're already in an inflationary period.
Yeah. And speaking of that, what is your outlook economically in terms of where we're at? Is it well past the 2022 election cycle before we are able to correct the economic direction that we're headed in right now?
Well, a lot of the blue states, you've seen it. And you've seen that we had the mandates actually were job-killing mandates more than anything else. And so they were crushing our economy. We have one of the worst economies right now. And then when you tack on that, the Democrats, quote-unquote, rescue spending of over $1 trillion, that helped keep people out of the workforce, helped diminish the amount of goods that were there, and actually led another prime cause of the inflationary period in which we're at. It harmed economic growth and contributed to the inflationary environment in which every single state is experiencing right now.
I appreciate the perspective, Congressman McCotter. We miss you on Capitol Hill, but keep fighting the good fight there in the great state of Michigan. Thanks you for being with us.
I don't miss that.
All right. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor, get your financial blueprint, get your strategy, and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Many doctors and specialists recommend eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they are scientifically proven to provide your body with numerous benefits. Inside each fruit and vegetable are thousands of nutrients known as phytochemicals. They help to keep your cells strong and healthy. For years, scientists have isolated certain phytochemicals, creating artificial vitamins. But phytochemicals need to work together, and isolating them can have harmful effects. Only by eating whole fruits and vegetables can you get all the phytochemicals working together in harmony. At Balance of Nature, we understand this. That is why we use whole, natural produce in our products, providing your body with all the nutrition it needs on a daily basis. See why people all across the world are taking Balance of Nature by going to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC. Everywhere I go.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, on Thursdays, we like to take a little time out and chat with our good friend Dr. Douglas Howard to talk about our immune system, our health, wellness, what we need to do to stay healthy and fight the bad things in the system around us so that we can have that health and enjoy that good experience. And he rejoins us from his eastern location today. He's over the pond, but glad to have him up late at night his time. Dr. Howard, always a pleasure to have you with us. Here stateside this week, the CDC has issued some pretty firm guidance that, you know, now, of course, it's up to state municipalities and so forth that they'll all interpret it the way they want to. And some of them will make it into mandates, but they're saying a couple of things. One, if you're vaccinated against COVID-19, that you need to still wear a mask if you're in one of the hotspot areas in the country when you go indoors. And the other piece of their guidance that changed, and this was a 180-degree change from just 2 weeks ago, they were saying no masks in schools a couple of weeks ago. Now they're saying everybody wear a mask in school, teachers, staff, and kids. And this is giving a lot of moms and a lot of parents a lot of cause for pause in their preparation to get kids back in school this week. What do you make of this?
Well, I agree. It would give me pause, too. Here's the problem. And I'm sure people are tired of hearing me say this, but just give me some sanity to all of this. It just doesn't make any sense. For example, even in Europe. Okay, I've been over here and back and forth and working out, seeing how things work. And one nice thing about Europe is if you've had the disease and have a natural immunization, then you do not need to be vaccinated. And they recognize that. Now, how come somewhere else in the world starts saying, well, even if you've been immunized, you need to at least get one of the shots? You know, here's the problem, Kevin. They're not even interrelated. They're not even the same direction or the same way things are done. By the vaccination, it's going in and manipulating. It's going in and manipulating and making its own things by manipulating the DNA.
Right.
Whereas a natural immunization, it's done on the on the antibody part of the white blood cells. And so it's not even the same pathway. How can they say one you don't need, and there's no science to it? We're never getting science. We still don't get real numbers, and we still don't get science. We still have not. Why don't they plaster all over the place the real numbers between how many people truly had influenza the last 10 years versus coronaviruses, and coronavirus meaning colds, and this year the amount of influenza? And you know, here's the thing that cracks me up too. Then they start saying, oh, I hear this a lot, oh, well, we're not getting influenza, we're not getting the flu anymore because we're wearing masks. Bull. It doesn't have anything to do with it. It's because those numbers are being counted as corona. And you also hear a lot, and they started this early on, that corona is flu-like symptoms. Corona has nothing to do with the flu.
Right.
Corona is the cold. Influenza is the flu. But they're just intermingling it, even with their definitions and even how they do things. And we haven't seen the last of this, and I get it. And you've heard me say this before, but please just give us empirical science. Give us numbers and graphs and stop manipulating them, because all we're really getting is political science, and it still is. And it makes no sense. For example, today I was in a store, and And all masks are off in this state that I'm in here in Germany right now. You don't have to have a mask anywhere. But they still have the glass up, and certain stores, they still have to wear a mask behind the employee does, behind the board. And they have it underneath their nose anyways, and nobody's saying a thing. But if this were real, if this were truly, truly what they're claiming it is, then none of this would be able to be going on. If it was turning us into zombies, we'd know it. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that people are going to take that wrong. I know people have died of COVID. I know people who have died of a lot of diseases, but not to the degree they're saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And yes, you know, you'll get a young person here and there that dies of the flu, and it's tragic. Every life is important, but the only way we'll truly fight this is to bring true numbers and honesty to the board. And we're not getting that.
Well, somebody
is driving me nuts.
Somebody that agrees with you is Senator Marco Rubio. He tweeted this just about an hour ago. He said, on Friday, CDC called COVID-19 a pandemic of the unvaccinated. 4 days later, they now want to force fully vaccinated people to wear masks again based on, quote, new science related to the Delta variant. And he says, before stirring up fights over masks, they should have released that science. And I speak with you. I speak with Dr. Siegel from NYU Langone here in New York. Dr. Sapphire from one of the major cancer centers here. And you're all telling me the same thing. We can't get actual numbers about cause versus simply being present. And at the end of the day, even these breakthrough cases they're talking about, Dr. Howard, we've had 161 million Americans receive the first dose of the vaccine, and they've had about 4,000 people come down with COVID after getting the vaccine. That's 0.0003 if you do the math correctly. And yet they're basing these new pieces of guidance on that level of response and numbers, and it's strangely disturbing. But I know that one of the things you care very much about is that people keep their immune system strong naturally, and that's one of the reasons why this segment is powered by Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies, and it's helped keep my family healthy during this time, and I know it will help keep yours as well. 35% off if you call right now, and free shipping, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and use promo code KMC when you call. Dr. Howard, always appreciate our visits. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for letting me vent a little bit, and I hope people understand what we're saying.
Yeah, I do too, because it's really important, and we're going to stay on it. Kevin McCullough Radio, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. He says, "What are you doing?" And I told him about the nature. He says, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up."
every year I go in and see my doctor, she says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. For the patients that I have taking it, it's been phenomenal.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, this was the scene in Oakdale, Minnesota this morning.
13.6.
And the roar that you hear there is the family and friends and small town of Oakdale, Minnesota, celebrating the win by Suni Lee, in the Olympics as they were taking place early in American time this morning. And they'll be aired tonight, of course, on the primetime coverage of the Olympics. But she took the gold. And one of the reasons that she took the gold, Suni Lee did, that is because she was eligible to be one of the two finalists that the Americans had put forward for the all-around gold medal for the Olympics. One of the reasons that those two spots are available is because one of them wasn't currently being occupied by Simone Biles. And as we talked about this yesterday in my final thought, I still believe, and I've written a piece about this at townhall.com today. You can go and read it for yourself. I still believe that Simone Biles, in her withdrawing from the Olympics, was trying to do the best thing for her teammates and herself possible in light of the aftermath of that really dangerous vault that she was very fortunate to land the other night. And when you're considering, as a young person, throwing yourself down a runway at miles between 20 and 30 miles per hour to get up to full speed, to hit that springboard, to then hit that vault, and then launch yourself airborne, maybe up to 15 to 20 feet in the sky, doing any number of twists and then coming down to try to stick that landing without breaking a bone, much less knocking your spine out of alignment or, you know, beheading yourself. I mean, there's just so many things that could go wrong on that one exercise. I still find it rather remarkable that we had no real appreciation for the fact that when Simone Biles said, you know what, I did this wrong. I am not there mentally. You girls, you take my spots the rest of the way. And she tried to encourage them, lead them, coach them, mentor them to the gold medal. They just fell a little bit short in the team competition. But here in the individual all around, it was her teammate who had a spot there in the because the countries only get two spots each. And a lot of people on social media over the last couple of days were like, hey, you know, Simone Biles took up a spot on somebody's team. And, you know, what if an American could have won the gold? Well, she did. And Simone Biles not participating in the all-around event kind of demonstrates that selflessness brought about a just reward. And that is another American female gymnast is now the gold medalist for the Olympics of 2021 and will be the reigning champion going into the next Olympic Games. Friends, I don't understand people pushing back against a selfless act by a teammate who was simply trying to do the best for her team that she could. I hold to my position, and if it means I stand in opposition to people like Charlie Kirk and Seth Dillon and Matt Walsh, then I'm fine with that. But today, a day of rejoicing, a day of celebration, as America leads the medal count, and we now have the reigning gymnast in the world of gymnastics once more. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.